Imitators, episode 349 of You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. I'm your host, Doug Culp. So what's up? What's up? What's going on? Excuse me. This last week has been fun and productive. Someone reached out to me on Twitter, offered me a place to take a shower, and then we hung out and we talked for a few hours, and then I took a shower a couple days ago, and we hung out and we talked for a couple more hours. And I think we're gonna hang out again. And you know, I would love to get some work. I have an interview at a restaurant coming up. Or, I mean, I already had the interview. I'll find out within a week. And the interview went well. Seems like a cool company, too. Let's see what else. I'm getting to this episode late in the Friday, and I have no excuse. I'll tell you that last night I got pretty baked, and did my The Stand, the pod. Episode 2. Show's really good. Pretty crazy that it still holds up from 1994. And I love that there's a reboot coming out. I haven't watched the trailer because I don't want anything spoiled. I'm going to just watch it all. But I have to finish the first portion, at least, of The Stand, the pod. I have one listener so far for that podcast. It's about the 1994 show, miniseries that Stephen King put out based on his book, The Stand. That's been fun making that, because I take a shitload of notes and I just kind of talk about what happened in that. In that portion, and what stuck out to me. I wonder how many episodes The Stand, the new The Stand, is going to have. That'd be crazy if he was like, I did it this way then, I'm going to do it this way now. 4 2-hour episodes. Or no. Four. It's not 8 hours, it's 6 hours. 4 episodes, 6 hours. However, that would be divided up. Hour and a half each? Yep. Just did the math. I'm feeling good. I smoked a gifted. The other half of a gifted pre-roll earlier. I feel amazing. So a little bit earlier, not too long ago, it's 4:15 p.m. right now, and at about 5, I noticed someone like filming the van, and I was like, the only reason why I noticed that is because I was taking care of some business and they were filming it, and so you know what, at this point they are the pervert because they're filming something that probably wasn't bothering anybody. Probably nobody had paid any mind to my vehicle being here since it pulled up. And this motherfucker is like, I'm gonna film this. This thing that I've seen ever since Grand Theft Auto 3. I'm gonna film this. Well, that just happened. I got one of those clamps that has a phone holder and a light attached to it on two different appendages, two different arms, I guess, metal arms. And turn that fan off. And it works really well. I filmed a Marco Polo with it. I filmed a little video and put it up on my YouTube and, or not YouTube, Twitter and Instagram. And I used it when I was doing episode 2 of the Stand the Pod, because I was watching on one arm, and the other arm had the light for me to take notes. It's fun when people blast music while they're going through the street. What I don't have much patience for is when people rev their engines and go really fast down the street, like a residential, just a regular ass, pretty small street. Like, what if a pet runs out? What if a kid runs out after their ball? What if there's a lot of things to consider. And these people with their fast and loud cars don't give a fuck. They probably feel nothing. It's like the only way for them to feel something is to risk their lives and the lives of everyone else around them. They're like, that's the only way I feel now. So, that's all I have left. What a sad existence. I said, sitting in the back of my vehicle, where I live. The recording. Whoa, I went somewhere else for a minute. That was pretty crazy. Woo! So, I mean, welcome any new listeners. I don't know. I doubt that people would jump in right now. But I also doubt that new listeners would be like, ooh, 349 episodes, huh? Looks like I got 348 to listen to. Unless you're really interested in my life, in which case I talk about it a lot on the show, but I also talk about other people's lives when I have them on and interview them. I have a lot of really good interview episodes up, and got another one coming up. I'm not going to shout it out completely right now, just because things happen and could get rebooked or whatever, but I think I'll be recording that Monday. I'll have to check, but it's coming up. And so that's cool because I usually like my interview episodes more than the solo episodes. That's because I get to talk to a new person I haven't met yet and see what they're about, and if we vibe while we're talking, that's even cooler. You know, you ever have a conversation with someone and it just like rolls into the next thing, rolls into the next thing, rolls into the next thing very naturally? Pretty cool feeling. Whoa. Sorry. Sorry. Every time I do that, that's a reference to Half Baked. When Neil Brennan says it into the microphone to Scarface. Like I said, I had that interview. I'll find out within a week. Very cool. And in the meantime, I'll go around and look for other jobs and still be online on the job sites and reaching out there, and hopefully something will stick. Hopefully I'll land and be working. And I've got a wine and comedy night coming up on September 17th. Stay tuned for that link. I can tweet it out through Yamatat at Yamatat, and then I'll retweet it through Dougathan. Because I don't know how many of you follow the podcast and my personal account, or how many of you only follow one or the other, or how many of you don't follow any of them. The world's on fire. That's been pretty fucking crazy. Someone had their gender reveal party and started a wildfire. And are they in trouble? They just get a slap on the wrist because they're like, oopsie, I accidentally burned down an entire ecosystem. Sorry. It's really fucked up. And the most fucked up thing is that it was because of a gender reveal party. Like, come on, get over yourself. Fuck you. So the world is burning. The election's coming up. Eviction's coming up. And currently happening. Next year, which is a convenient way to think of time. But next year, it's gonna be fucking insane. And I mean, it's already insane right now, and it's gonna get crazier. Like, I feel like, what's this fuck, talking to Bob Woodward for that new book, and saying what he said and admitting what he did was calculated. I feel like this has all been very, very calculated, and it's just, we're living in a very, very scary time. Police should not be dealing with people who are experiencing homelessness. Nor should they be fucking murdering people in the streets. Nor should they have massive amounts of riot gear and fucking, like, protest the protests? Like, what the fuck is wrong with police in their mind? I mean, because I already know what's wrong. It shouldn't fucking exist. It's so ingrained into our society and current system we live in that so many people are like, you can't get rid of them. Like, yeah, their job doesn't need to exist. Got some Wendy's earlier. It was delicious. 4 for $4. That's the good deal. Jimmy vegan cheese, fries, spicy nugs, Dr. Pepper, no ice. So yeah, fuck that asshole from earlier who was filming the van. Fuck you. Need to get a job. Bottom line. Which sucks because the world's burning, and that a very pivotal election is coming up. And racism rampant in the streets. White supremacists and Nazis just fucking walking around proud of that. Fucking crazy. This fan noise isn't coming through. I'm fanning my legs. That's good, actually. It's my airway. Just opened up a lot. Holy shit. Thank you, cannabis, for regulating the way you do. It'd be good to get a job again because, I mean, I'll start earning money again, but then I could move into a new place. That'd be really nice. Especially if that new place had a pool, optional, in-unit laundry, preferred, saved parking space, preferred, because finding a parking spot in this city, if you don't have one reserved at your place, fucking sucks. And then if I roll up on your street and I'm parking somewhere, I'm like, sorry, someone who also could have parked here who lives in this neighborhood. But also, I fucking live everywhere I am. I'm alive. I may be unhoused and othered by big chunk of society, but I'm still alive. That's the most important thing. I'm alive, so I deserve a place to live. And making it illegal to live in your vehicle is really, really fucked up. Because that'll just create a cycle of, I mean, it's already in place. Getting arrested for being homeless and then getting thrown back out on the street. Or if you reach out and go to a place and be like, I'm homeless right now, I'm not living anywhere, and they're gonna be like, alright, What's your name? What's your social? And then fucking, you'll get booked in jail for being homeless. If I get in trouble while I'm living in the sand, if I'm in trouble, I just mean like if a cop starts fucking sniffing around, and like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? Then I'll relent. And I will talk with them. I'm going to tell them that this has all been a really elaborate art project. I'm going to point to the piano, and I'm going to say, yeah, this piano is set up, like, I could play you a couple songs, and who would be able to do that if they were just experiencing homelessness, like, and it's set up? How do you think I got it in here? I had help, and I did have help. And then I'd point to one of the side windows, which has a vision blocker made out of old Mountain Dew boxes. And it's got a lot of information on there that would point right to me. Why would I do that if I was trying to remain anonymous? I know that it's against the law to be unhoused, to be experiencing homelessness. But this is an art project. And it has been since it happened the first time. I mean, stranger things have happened. But if any of you out there know me, you know that it is certainly not an art project. I think I'm going to call it. Only 28 minutes, but just need to get this episode up and out. Up and at them. Up and at them. Like more jobs. Maybe record another podcast. Possibly, I am Doug Ricks. Up to 6 episodes. My ideas. Up to 7 episodes. The stand. The pod. Up to 2 episodes. Star Trek Interpods. Up to 17 episodes. Say before I dismount. I've been buying mostly canned food that has a pull tab. And then I finally just was like, you know what? I'm at the dollar store. They have can openers. I'll buy a can opener for $2. And now I've got cans that don't need a pull tab. But I've got food for days. Which is good. Because when my money runs out, and it will probably run out before I start making money anyway. Then, I'm gonna have to be really careful about where I park, how much I drive, how much I eat. I didn't say it will or not, right? I said it might. Because there's a chance that with this job that I have coming up, this entertainment gig called Wine and Comedy, The Wine Nest, brought to you by The Wine Nest. And we did a test show. It went really well. The comedians each got 10 minutes. Then they like talked about the wine that they were drinking. A lot of the people who got the invite bought the same wine, and so it was interactive that way. It was all on Zoom. That first one was free, and I think from now on there's going to be paid tickets. And the reason that is because I have to pay to ship it out to the people who get the tickets. And then the comedians are getting paid as well. So, hoping that works out. I know that could turn into something. The first night was really good. I was like, can I have my set? And they were like, yeah. And then they sent me a link to watch it off of Zoom's server on the website. I'm like, yeah, that's not what I meant. I can't download it. I can't edit it. I can't just get right to my set. Because I want to post my set. Maybe one of them will hear this and be like, oh, we got to send him a set. Please do. I'm not assuming that anyone's listening right now. Come on, I zoned out a couple times. This is not a very common episode. Neighbors just out hanging out, smoking. We were both smoking. Yeah, go check out my original music at reallyglad.bandcamp.com. Check out my other podcasts. Tell people about them and me and all my stuff that I make. Go to my Threadless page at dougathan.threadless.com. Go to my DeviantArt at dougathan.deviantart.com. Go to my blog at Mockboy Media. That's M-O-Q Boy Media. .wordpress.com. And you know, stay tuned for upcoming fun stuff. Alright, this has been episode 349 of You and Me and Thoughts and Talks with Doug Culp. And I'll think of an episode title later.